A memorandum released by the advocacy group Amnesty International last week calls on the Czech Foreign Ministry to improve the process of approving arms deals for local weapons producers. The annual report says that more than 38% of the total weapons exports in 2012 went to countries where human rights are not respected and where the political systems are barely democratic. This, the organization claims, hurts the positive image of the Czech Republic abroad and contributes to atrocities and violence perpetrated in certain countries. For this week's In Focus, I spoke to security expert Andor Sándor to better understand the context of the situation and first asked him if human rights is a part of the decision-making process for granting weapons sales licenses in the Czech Republic.
The view on the political situation and countries where arms trade is oriented is not very much according to the official policy of the Czech Republic. And who is involved in arms licenses is based on the law. So the major part is the Ministry of Trade who gives the licenses, but there are other institutions, mainly Foreign Office, that gives a substantial opinion. And then based on my own experience, Minister of Foreign Affairs is very tough and doesn't grant the license or doesn't give it support to many of the possible trades that our private companies are looking for.
So when Amnesty International is criticizing those two ministries, specifically Industry and Trade and the Foreign Ministry, is that the right place to push rather than trying to negotiate with the arms producers themselves?
My own experiences, and I would criticize very much Minister of Foreign Affairs, because it's too strict in granting support for the possible arms trade. And I've been part to a number of businesses as a negotiator, and I witnessed that a number of them were banned by the Foreign Office because their view of the political situation was rather strict. So in my view, Amnesty International is not right criticizing Foreign Affairs for being too benevolent. I would say the other way around.
What about the argument that there are certain historical ties between Czech arms producers and certain countries, and that these are just simply ties that have nothing to do with human rights or the political situation in the country?
I don't believe there are any ties, because from the previous regime, we supplied weapons to Syria, we supplied weapons to Iraq and other countries. So these are the countries that are no longer recipients. There's a talk about selling aircraft to Iraq, but I personally don't believe that this is going to happen. But there's a political support for that. Why this trade would not materialize is not because of the Czechs not being willing, but I'm not sure that the Iraqis really eventually buy these aircraft. But the Syrians, we do not supply arms. We still have some money that Syria owes us from the previous arms trade done during the communist regime. So what we try to do is to sell weapons to some African countries, and I agree that we should be very careful where to sell it. When I was the Chief of Defense Intelligence, I stopped arms trade to Zimbabwe, not because it was on our list of the countries forbidden, but because the Brits didn't want us to sell it. So we complied even with our international agreement or with our international partners.
If we can talk more specifically, is there really a way to determine this list of countries that Czech arms dealers shouldn't be selling to? Is there a way to make a list that everybody can agree on?
I don't think so, that it's conceivable in practice. Look at the United States. They still sell weapons to Egypt, even if they were talking about the embargo because there was a coup d'etat, which the Americans didn't want to accept it was a coup d'etat. But because if it was a coup d'etat, the U.S. would be forbidden to sell the weapons. But I think that in our country, Foreign Office in particular is very careful when giving its own support for any arms trade. So in my perception, this country is far from selling weapons to countries where it should not. But on the other hand, let us be frank and open, if we do not sell it, some other, not totalitarian, but normally democratic countries, private companies would sell.
The Czech Republic, as well as the United States and quite a few other countries, signed the UN Arms Trade Treaty this summer. Obviously, the Czech Republic still hasn't ratified it, as most countries have not. But do you think that this treaty might change something, might clarify this problem in a way, both internationally and for the local ministries?
I would be definitely for better specification, for having a better treaty that would allow or that would stipulate the conditions upon which each of the signatories could sell the weapons. But whether it is conceivable, whether it is practical, I'm not quite sure. It's a difficult problem, and it should be looked upon carefully, but whether it will have a significant positive result, I'm not sure.
Amnesty International claims that selling arms to certain countries affects the reputation that the Czech Republic has for being supportive of human rights around the world. But from the security standpoint, does the fact that the Czech Republic sells quite a large volume of military material to various countries where there are conflicts going on, does that put the Czech Republic at a certain risk?
I wouldn't say that we sell large amount of military material and weapons to countries in general. What used to be is gone, and that situation would not repeat because the industrial base for selling weapons is no longer what it used to be under this communist regime and what rest. So in my perception, what we do in that business doesn't harm our renommé in the international sphere, because I don't want to say it's neglectable, but the scope of what we sell or what we try to sell is far beyond what it was during the communist regimes.
So from the perspective of security, there isn't really a threat that could be posed by the deals that Czech arms producers make around the world?
No, I don't think so. Look, we do not arms to various fighting parties in civil wars around the world. We don't do that. If anybody who wants to sell weapons came to the Foreign Office with a country where a civil war is on the way, it would be rebuffed immediately. I'm quite sure our Foreign Office would not guarantee anything like that. If we try to sell weapons like to Tajikistan or some other countries to help fight terrorism and drug smugglings and other things on the common borders with the countries in Afghanistan or whatever, it's quite often done with the help or with the permission of the United States. So in that respect, I don't see anything potentially harming for the Czech Republic in terms of arms trade.